Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble. I get it all the time. 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having Sam Norwood back. Folks, we always love it when Sam joins us because he's such a great guy, such a smart guy. But I really like him today. We're rolling out the red carpet for him today because he finally figured out how to find us some good news. Sam Norwood is with Tatum LLC, which is an organization I've been telling you about now for almost 10 years. They do a lot of great things in the marketplace. And one of the things they do is they produce the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions every month. And we've been reporting on it now since 2001, I guess. And that's what we're here to talk about today and see how things are going. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. And it's always more fun to bring good news rather than bad. But you can also always count on me to tell it like it is.
Well, I know. But, Sam, last time you were here, and for actually kind of more than just last time you were here, there was, of all the arrows, there was only one green one. All the rest of them basically were down arrows.
Yeah.
And so this one, most of them are green. What's up?
We color code the commentary so it's easy to read and quick. So green arrows are up and reds are down, and we've had quite a turnaround primarily in the outlook since the end of August. We take our survey the last week of the month, and since the end of August, which was basically the bottom of sentiment, everybody was so concerned about the double dip recession and so forth.
Right.
September turned out that things were not as bad as people had thought, and that's typically the case. It's rarely as bad as people think when it's down, and it's rarely as good as people think when things are going great. In this case, we and most of the country overshot during the summer. There was a summer slowdown that started in June, and we recorded that all the way through the summer, and it was like, oh, gosh, we hope things are going to turn around, but it looks not good. And it was a very significant slowdown. That slowdown, it looks like to us right now, has ended, and we're picking back up, getting steam, getting traction, back on track with the recovery.
How much of these arrows do you think are real? And you know this. How much of these arrows are real? Tangible behavior, orders, and things like that. And how much of it is sentiment?
Well, if we have two components in our survey. One is looking back 30 days, and that is real. That is like, here's what's going on among our professionals working at client companies and talking about what's going on in that client company, not by name, but by industry. And then the 60 days looking forward, of course, has an element of sentiment. We are influenced by what we read, because and management is that way. In any case, we read the newspapers and so forth, and we are influenced in our outlook for our business, we read and perceive. So the outlook has an element of sentiment. The past 30 days is what it is. And overall in our survey, we found that from August through September, in that period, things were actually flat, which was better than had been predicted. So that's the good news.
Now, interestingly, though, most of your predictions for last month were negative, but most of your reality for this month are positive. So the sentiment was really negative. It was not. The sentiment last time you reported this, Sam, was not accurate with the reality, and I think that's kind of classic attitude. I shouldn't say classic, kind of a very representative attitude of people in the marketplace right now. I think we don't trust, even if we see good news, I think we don't allow ourselves to believe it.
It's typical. This happens typically at the bottom of a cycle where it is human nature that we project forward our immediate experience of the past and assume that the general direction will continue.
Yeah.
That's just human nature. And as managers, we're human beings, and we do that. But when things are actually turning up, we will tend to be more pessimistic in our outlook, and
yeah.
then we see, aha, things were not as bad as we had thought.
Right.
And it took 2 months of this. August was not as bad as had been predicted in July.
Right.
September was not as bad as had been predicted in August. And now, as of October 1st, our outlook has made the turn and is looking much, much better.
Green arrows. I like it. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Sam Norwood and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us. And you ain't
had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.